But before I begin, I want to sincerely ask the Pastor Mark for the opportunity and trust to share this sermon with you today. It's a truly privilege. For those who don't know me yet, I'm Diego Vidal from Chile, Latin America, in the south at the end of the year. I serve here at IBC as an intern, especially in the youth ministry, in a pastoral role, something like that. I study theology in the Baptist Seminary in Alcobendas, here in the north, it's close. I'm a psychologist, and I'm preparing for the pastoral calling that God has placed in my life. My girlfriend, Caroline, has been a great support in all this process, And I'm glad to open the Bible together today. So first, let's pray. Close your eyes and pray. Lord, I pray that it won't be my words they hear today, but your word is speaking powerfully. Use my life as an instrument so that you through transforms hearts and your power manifests itself in us. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, with that confidence, I want to begin with a brief story. I think it's, It's on. This always happens with the technology. No? With the first light? No, it's on. Yeah.
But the double flash. Yep, double flash.
Now? Yes, now. They know. Enough. So, this story, it's about Jonah, a very smart 5 years old boy, told his father he would like to have a little brother and offered to do everything he could to help. His father, an intelligent 35 years old man, doubted for a moment and replied, "Look, Jonah, if you pray every day for 2 months, for a little brother, I guarantee God will give you one." Jonah accepted the challenge and that every night began to pray fervently. He prayed every night for a whole month. But then he began to doubt. He looked around the neighborhood and doubt. That never happened here. Never. It's not like you pray for 2 months and boom, a little brother appears in some part. So Jonah stopped praying. A month later, Jonah's mom went to the hospital when she returned home, and his parents called him to the bedroom. Come here. He entered cautiously, not expecting anything special. His father pulled back the blanket, and there wasn't one little brother, but two. Appears two brothers. His mother had twins. So the father looked at Jonah and said, "Aren't you glad you prayed?" And Jonah looked at him for a moment and replied, "Yes, Dad. But aren't you glad I stopped when I did?" So Jonah had a small idea of what God could do. He doubted asking for one little brother. That's already too much. But God can do much, much more than we can imagine. So this is the title of the preacher today. The message is asking God to do great things in where? In our lives and in this church. So the sermon is, concludes the all the Ephesians chapter 3 series preachings. So the idea is landing on what God is doing among us through in this text today, these last two verses. As a church, God is forming, guiding and teaching us depend more on him. At IBC, we are advancing in key processes, organized better to fulfill our mission here, but mainly living personal stages, continual spiritual growth, battling sin, or inner healing, and learning to trust God in the middle of the doubt. We face multicultural challenge. Some are here temporarily. Others are staying in the church. But yet all one, but in Christ. Our greatest challenge? Really knowing each other. Caring for the person beside us. Living as true faith family. Through all this, we must keep praying together for God to direct our steps and work according to His will. And I can't think of a more encouraging passage or verse than Ephesians chapter 3 at the end, these two verses. So if you have your Bible, please read with me or follow here in the screen. I think I changed the context here. Here. So, I put there two versions. One is ESV, and the other is NLT. I know the Pastor Mark loves in NLT. So you can choose there. I'm reading. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To Him be glory in the church, in the Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. From this passage, let me ask you some questions, okay? Do we really believe God can do more far than we ask or imagine in our church, in our in personal lives? Are we leaving space for God's power in us or trusting in our own abilities? Are we willing to surrender our plans for His, even if different from what we imagined? From this text, we see three ways to pray to God does great things through in IBC, through IBC and in our lives. So, first point, pray with all our strength. If you like to take notes, please take it. It's part of the... So, we must pray powerfully. Why? Because we can do it in our own. The verse 20 say, now to him who is able, success in our lives and church depend on God, not us. If we want to reach people with the gospel, still live lives changes, grow in a multicultural unity here, and organize better to make disciples, we must pray powerfully. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, command us, pray without ceasing. And in LT say, never stop praying. It's more clear. Never stop praying. By praying intensely, we depend on God to help us do what He wants to accomplish. This means we must do three things in this point. First, we must admit we can't do it alone. Why does Paul emphasize God is able? Because you and I are not. No. Ephesians chapter 3 and before in the verse 14, Paul prayed for great things, strengthened by the Spirit, Christ dwelling in our heart by faith, filled with God's fullness, but overwhelming task. Paul knew we wonder. Oh, I can do this. How? He reminds us, this is God's work, not ours. His power, not ours. So now to him who is able to do it. Recently with Caroline, I realized, I keep and say it, I can't. Always, I can't. As a believer, we need to try to eliminate that word or sentence in our vocabulary. We can love. No, I can't forgive. I can't change. But in one point, yes, you're right. But God can. You can't, but God can. So living the Christian life depends on God. If you rely on flesh, willpower, plans, we'll fail, get discouraged, and give up. Give up. Admit we can do it alone before God. Because we need His help. We need His help. So the point B, trusting God is essential. It's essential for our lives. It reminds us we don't have the ability to live the Christian life as God intended. He made more accessible to every believer in Christ. Now to him who is able to do it. Imagine Paul deep in prayer for these believers, suddenly overwhelming by the reality. Only God can accomplish this for you and me. You and I need to grasp the resource we have in Christ. Power not only in our strength, but in God. Because it's the God power. He's able, say the verse. In Greek, the word is dynamai. And the root is dynamis. Our word in English is dynamite. Power, poder in Spanish. So, highlighting God is active, effective, and super abundant for believers, for you and I. So, God wants our life's point where we all can do is look up. Look up, depending solely on Him. To live from Him every moment and every day. He's able. He is able. The warning shows God is continually able in the Bible. He's able to do it. Do, the bird, here, this word, do, from Greek, spoileo. I like the Greek. Yes, but spoileo. So poieo literally, the meaning is to make, produce, accomplish. Meaning God knows not only has power but acts to produce concrete results in our lives. Thou drew His Spirit living in us. Make this power continually available. What does that mean for you and me? It means, this is the 3 points in the point B. I really like the, be very clear with the slides. So, it means I need to depend on God in these three areas. First, to grow spiritually. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, tell us, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You and I need to depend on God to grow as a Christian. If you are struggling with a sinful habit, it's not about trying harder, but trusting God to give you the power to change. It's the power of Jesus. It's the power of God, not yours. So, that word is sanctification. and growing to look more like Jesus in the daily life, in your daily life, depend completely on God, who is faithful to complete it. Second, for unity in the church, here, our church, how do we overcome cultural and linguistic barriers in a multicultural church like IBC? By trusting God to give us a mutual love. Mutual love. Ephesians chapter 2 say, He came and preached peace. So then you are no longer stranger and aliens, but you are fellow citizen with the saints and member of the household of God. And Colossians, after adds in the chapter 3, bearing with one another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And third, to see people saved and fulfill this church mission. We must depend on God to open people's hearts to the gospel. That is important. So Romans declares, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. We also need wisdom for making decision in a process we're living in as a church. James in the chapter 1 says, and promises, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to us, to all without reproach, and it will be given him. So, the next, without God, nothing matters. Without God, nothing matters. It doesn't matter if we organize ourselves better here, if God isn't in it. It won't be effective or worthwhile if God isn't in it. Look up Psalm 127, say, only the Lord builds a house, to this build in labor, it labor in vain. Only the Lord watches over the city, watchman, stay awake, in what? In vain. So Matthew Henry say, if God is not acknowledged, we have no reason to expect his blessing. And without his blessing, all is nothing. Nothing. Pray with all your strength, because God is able. God. We pray with all our strength, depending on God, to help us, because without him, nothing matters. Nothing. So only when we follow Christ to be the Lord of our lives, day by day, moment by moment, we can truly trust our God. We need to remember that only God can grant us success as a church and in our personal lives. He's the one who can work in and through us to fulfill his will. It's the only way. So in this week, identify one area where you trust or you need trust, or not trust, sorry, in your own strength. Some probably in some relational conflict, constant temptation, some important decision, or your role here in IBC, at IBC. Write it down. Each morning, acknowledge it to God. I can do this alone. Depend on you. I depend on you. Ask for his power in that specific area you need. You need the power of God. So, this is a point to our second point. Pray big. Ephesians, part B of the Ephesians, this verse. We should pray big. We should pray big prayers. Why? Notice what Paul say. Now to him who is able to do more far abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. So if we're going to pray big prayers, we must believe other three things. I try to make more easy to understand. So the first, believe he does great things. Great things through us. Notice how much power we have as a believer in Christ. Paul say, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Paul built like a ladder to show the magnitude of this world. He's able, listen please. He's able. He's able to do. He's able to do all we ask or think. He's able to do much, much more than we ask or think. And he's able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think. So far more abundantly means super abundantly. God has inexhaustible supply of power available for you and me. God's power never runs out. So God can and will do much more than we here could ever do or around. Believe he can do great things through us. God can do more far abundantly than we ask. We must ask him to act. Ask means continually prayer. Petition continually. Wherever you keep asking to God, he can do it more. He can do more. So ask for help in our processes. In our process, he does more. Ask for unity here. In our diversity, he provides more. Even further, more than we think. Think is the same like perceive, imagine. So God exceeds our wilderness dream. Oh, exceed that. So Ephesians chapter 1 say Christ's resurrection, the power there is available to us for living on God, for God. So dream big. Dream big. Pray for great things in our life and for this church. And yes, he can. God can. Far more than we ask or think. The question is, do you believe that? Do you believe that? Knowing intellectually is one thing. Believe is, it is other. It's different. It requires faith in God's powers, trusting he can do more in your life and in this church. Hebrews remind us, it's impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible. So believe God wants great things through us. And believe he called you to be used for great things. You need to believe that. Why? Because now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, according to the power at work within us. So the key here is his power that works within us. This is the key. So God's power is actively working in us, in you and I. So he wants to use you and use me for his work here at IBC. God won't drop unity, grow from heaven. He worked through us as we commit and contribute. And Philippians say, work out your salvation, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. He gives the desire and the ability for your calling. He gives you that. So God empowers us from within to fulfill his purpose through us. George Mueller, I don't know if this guy. But George Mueller, born in Prussia in 1805, deeply impacted by Jesus' word on asking in prayer. So with his wife, he made a radical faith experiment, gave away position and refused the salary, started an orphanage in England in 1836, the Fear House for 43 orphans. The rules, because I have some rules, never ask people for money. No debt, so success only by God's blessing via by prayer. Result carried from more than 9,500 children in lifetime. Never lack of food, all provision through believing prayer. So I encourage you to pray big. I encourage you to that. Make full daring prayers, bigger than we could ask or imagine. Pray for God to advance in our mission with clarity and power. So in this week, I challenge you. Think of something too big to pray for, probably for a hardened family member conversion. Some relationship healing you need to heal. Or unattainable missionary dream. Some unattainable missionary dream. Write it down. Pray daily for a month. Dare to ask God for more than you can imagine. Because he's able. So pray big. And our last point is pray upward. We must pray upward vertically for everything to bring glory to Jesus Christ. Desire to honor, in this case, through all we accomplish in life, in church, and church. In the Westminster Confession, it's a document in the history of the church, it's a question. What is man's chief end? And the answer is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So I ask you, make this question. I live for, if not God first, ask you why. We get out of order with priorities when putting other things in God's place. And that is wrong. We need to center our lives on God to glorify him. As always, does this bring him glory? So, this is the answer. To him be glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So why should we pray thinking mainly of God and what will please and honor him? Why? Because God is worthy to be glorified. In Greek, this again, it's defined that this article before glory. Not just let some glory to be him. No, it's let the glory to be him, be to him. This means giving God the glory he deserves. No one is higher, worthy of honor, glory, and praise than Almighty God. And Psalm 150, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. So only as you realize your life as a believer must be believed for God's sake, who saved and redeemed to you to glorify him. You won't reach your potential in Christ You must pray that everything we do is God glory. Not ours, but His. And the end, God is glorified and through in his church, through His church. Paul said, to Him be glory in the church. In the church. So God wants Him glory primarily manifested in the church. In this church. You are the church. That's why join a local church. He's chosen what to bring Himself honor. God is glorified when believers let Him work through the Spirit power to produce goodly lives. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. Christ is the church head. All life reflect on Him. Your life reflect on Him? We must live to please Him. And this is not easy. But we are Christ's ambassadors, representing Him and His church to glorify His name. Our testimony matters. Your testimony matters. It's important. So God is glorified when we trust Him in the impossible. Wow, in the impossible. That is very difficult. But here it's a little story. Watchman Nee visited a Chinese island where they worship the idol Taiwan for its perfect festival because that day is sunshine. A young converted declared, if it rains tomorrow, my God is God. Nee gathered the group to pray. And the festival day, torrential rain. Idol carriers stumbled and breaking its jaw. The elders rescheduled to the 14th. And Nee prayed, rain on the 14th, sun until then, please. It happened exactly. 2 days of perfect sun for preaching and 30 converts. Day 14, floods. The idol power broke. God was glorified in that prayer. So, just as Nee prayed for God's glory over Taiwan, we must pray for God to be glorified in our personal lives and as a church, so believer praying bring victory for God's glory. So pray for this church and our lives so people know how great is our Lord. Before decision, doubt talk, or service, ask, does this glorify God or me? God or me? So if the answer is me, please stop. Stop there. And pray for a heart change. A heart change. The inside. So in work, in the home, in relationship, inclusive social media, and talk of IBC, let everything reflect God's greatness, not your image. This week morning prayer, this week is the challenge for this week. Lord, may all I do today glorify you, not me. Amen. Even in review, where I did seek my glory, confess and seek grace for tomorrow. So we are going to, this is the summary of the conclusion of the sermon. What are the three ways we should pray for God to do great things through IBC and in our lives? Pray with all our strength. Pray big if necessary. Dream and pray upward. Our prayer often, dear God, your will, no more, no less, nothing else. That need to be our prayer, praying. So in the coming days, week, or in the month, pray powerfully, pray big, and pray upward to see what God will do in your life and in this church. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are the one who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. We ask that you put in our hearts these three ways to pray, please. Powerfully, big, and upward. Strengthen our faith, make us dependent on your power, and may everything in our lives and in this church before your glory, Lord. Use this process we are living to show you greatness that all of Madrid, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.